You make a sukkah under a tree, and the Gemara will explain what the conditions of the tree are and the sukkah are. Then it's possible, just as if you made it in the house. Sukkah, I'll get Gabi sukkah. If you have one sukkah on top of another sukkah, the top one is kosher. The schach of the bottom one is the floor of the top one. Vatachtona psula, and the bottom one is possible. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ein Diurin B'Alyona HaTachton L'Ksheira. If it's impossible to live in the top one, in other words, the schach of the bottom one isn't strong enough to hold up. We'll see what it has to hold up, but it's not strong enough to hold up living quarters in the top one. Then the bottom one is kosher. Rashi Kilo Sabesocha Bayis Upsula. If you make a sukkah inside the house, it's possible. Kidatanya b'braisa b'gemara. Hatachtona psula, the shnei schachim yeshla. The bottom one is possible because you have two schachs above your head, and that's possible. Ukra possible sukkah tacha sukkah b'kaman. The Gemara explained why a sukkah, two schachs are possible. Where do you know that from? In Ein Diorim, the Gemara refers. The Gemara explained what that means, that if you can't live in the top one, then the bottom one's kosher. Omar Rava. This halacha, that if you make a sukkah under a tree, is only where the tree is more shade than sun. But if the tree is more sun than shade, then the sukkah is kosher. See Rashi, he learns. Okay. Mora says, Mimai. Let's go right there. How do you know that? That it's only possible if the tree is tzilsa mirubi chamasa, miriktani kilo asobis ochabayis, because it compares it to making in the house. Lomale misne kilo asobis ochabayis, lisne psu. Right? Why does it have to compare it to making in the house? Just tell me it's possible. Elohoka mashmalandi, ilan dumya the bayis. Just like if you make it in the house, the roof of the house is tzilsom rub mechamoso, ma bayis silosom rub mechamoso, as ilon tzilsom rub mechamoso. So too, the only time it's possible is if the tree is like the house, and the shade of the tree is greater than the sun. Where it says v'chi chamoso rub mitzilosom mahavi, what difference does it make if it's chamoso rub mitzilso? Hokom itstarif schach poso v'havi schach kosher. Lamaisa, this is the way Rashi learns, and Tosfos, that it's talking where the sukkah itself was not tzilsom merubim chamoso, without the branches of the tree. Notice, neither the tree or the sukkah are tzilsom merubim chamoso, but together they're tzilsom merubim chamoso. So on that, the Gemara asks, what difference does it make that the tree is chamoso merubim tzilsa? The sukkah itself is not tzilsom mirubim chamoso, except with the tree. And the tree is posel, because it's mechuber. So how could it help? How could you be mitzarif the schach posel with the schach kosher to make it kosher? Amar papa b'shechovton. Rashi learns chovton. You put the schach kosher, the schach posel, the branches of the tree, you mix them, you put them down, and you mix them together with the schach of the kosher of the sukkah. Another bottle in the schach kosher. And even though normally we say that ein mevatel nisr lechatchila, and also we say that mechuber, something mechuber is not bottle, and also if you can see the thing that's bottle, it's not bottle. Right? All these things don't make a difference over here. That's only by isurim. By Yisurim, we say you can't be Mevatel Nisr Lechatchila because you're Nehenda from it or whatever, or you can't be Mechuber. But here we're talking about a mitzvah. I'm talking about Yisurim. Mitzvah is Lav Lehenda's Nitnu. It's not Al Tzhanah, right? Therefore, Mikra Adin, even something Mechuber can be bottled. Even if you can see it, if there's rove of something else, it's bottled, and that's what happened. You have rove Schach Kosher, a miut of Schach Posel, you mix them together, and the Schach Kosher is mevatel the tzach posel, and male it's all kosher now. Where it says ibishachov to meila memra. So what's the chiddush? Now you have all schach kosher. Mao de seima, nigzer heched de choftan, atu heched de lo choftan. Kamash malon to lo gazrinan. I might think that you should make a gzeira that the sukkot should be possible even if you mix them together, because there's the case where you didn't mix them together. And then it's taka possible. Kamash malon, we don't make such a gzeira. Let's see Rashi here till now. Mora says, lomali misne kidlakamo, ki'ilu asobaso chabayis, me'ahu kro, the nafkalon to chabayis, nafkalon tachaso ilan. The same place we know that you can't make it under a tree is the same place we know you can't make it in the house. One's no more or less than the other one. So just tell me that it's possible if you make it under the tree. And I'll know if you make it under a tree, it's possible. If you make it under the house, it's also possible. The lomali lemisli hai bahayach. Why compare the under the tree to the case of making it in the house? So what it says, to tell me that just like in the house, the roof is tzilsa miru mechamasa, the tree also is only possible if the tree is tzilsa miru mechamasa. Hokam itstar of schach posel, mechuber schach posel. Something mechuber lekarka is schach posel, even though it normally be kosher if you cut it off, but it's possible as long as it's connected to the ground. Dichsi, ba'osbecha migornecha mikdecha, mimasha to ma'aset migornecha se sukoscha. Pasuk says, what you gather in from the goren and the yekev, in other words, the vegetation of your, what's it called, your crops, that's what you can make the sukkah, the schach from. But after it's gathered, not while it's still growing in the ground. The psolus goren, kagon kashin, right? The psolus of the goren is the stalks, the straw. The psolus yekev, kagon eshkolos rekonios, zmoros, or the vines of the, what's it called, of the vineyard. Not the grapes, because they're makabel tumah, they're fruit. But the vines themselves you can use. Alma talush bo'inan. Has to be ba'osbecha, after you gather it in, meaning that it's not connected to the ground. Umahani tzel ho'ilun l'tzel ha'schach l'hashem tzilsa shel sukkah. And the tzel of the posel schach is mitzarif to the tzel of the kosher schach to make the sukkah kosher. So how could that be good? Where it says, b'shechavton, hishpil anofiv l'mata, you, like chavit rami, if you pushed it down, mu'uravim im schach kosher, and you mixed it together with the schach kosher. You didn't separate it, you just pushed it down. The ein nirin ba'ayin, you can't see now which is the schach kosher and which is the schach posel. Uschach kosher rabba olam vatla, and the schach kosher is rov, and it's mavatl the schach posel, the midaraisa called mili botl baruba. If the schach kosher is more than the schach posel, it's kosher. Okay, so here there's quite a few different. So Rashi learns, and the way Tosis learns also, is that it's talking in the case where the sukkah is chamosa miruba mitzilsa, and the tree is also chamosa miruba mitzilsa. And together, it's tzilsa mirubi chamosa, that is, if you didn't mix them together, it's posel. Because then it's, you need the schach posel together with the schach kosher is posel. But if you mix them together, it's kosher. If the tree was tzilsa miruba mechamosa, and the sukkah was chamosa miruba mitzilsa, right, so there's more schach posel, then the sukkah is posel. What would be, if the sukkah was tzilsa miruba mechamosa, right, then lechara it doesn't make a difference what the tree is. I mean, if the tree is then chamosa miruba mitzilsa, then it's kosher, even if you weren't chovetet, because the sukkah is kosher by itself, and there's not enough above to be considered schach posel that would posel a sukkah, because not like building it in the house, because there's only chamosa miruba mitzilsa above the sukkah. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. So if you make your sukkah and it has enough schach on it by itself, even if there's a tree above, as long as the tree is chamosa miruba mitzilsa, it's kosher. Other Rishonim learn not like that. And they learn even if the sukkah is tzilsa miruba chamosa by itself, and the tree above is chamosa miruba mitzilsa, it's still going to what's it called, pasul the, no, and the tree above, yeah, is chamosa miruba mitzilsa, it's still going to passel the sukkah if you weren't chovet the anothim lamata. Why? because the schach posel is going to be mavatel the schach kosher, and it's as if it's not there. So now your sukkah is not silsam erubim chamos anymore. Part of it is gone. It's like it's not there. It's like it's metal or whatever. Another thing that Balamor says, that wouldn't happen. The schach posel would not passel the schach kosher if it's chamos erubim silsa. But the problem is like this. When you build the sukkah, if the tree was there to begin with, that's when it's a problem. If you built your sukkah under a tree, which is what the Mishnah is talking about, so while you were putting up the schach, as when the sukkah was still chamsa meruba mitzilsa, the schach above, what's it called, passeled it. But enochanami, if you built the sukkah and then planted the tree, right, then enochanami wouldn't be passeled if the sukkah was tzilsa meruba mechamsa and the tree was chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Okay. And others learn chavtan. Rashi learns chavtan means you left it connected, but you mixed them, you pushed it down and mixed it together with the schach kosher. The Rambam learns chavtan means you cut it off and you mixed it together. Right? And we'll see what the chiddush is in a second, but I might think that even if you cut it off, since when you made it lechatchila, it was mechuber, we should make a gzeira that it should be possible because we're afraid that maybe you wouldn't cut it off, kamash malon, we don't make such a gzeira. So now the Gemara says on that gzeira, Hanami Tanina. We know that you don't make such a gzera. Why? It says Hidlo Aleos Hagefen V'Yes Hadolas V'Yes Hakisus Kisus V'Sichech Al Gabam Psula. If you had a vine that's still connected to the ground, okay, and you put it over the roof of the sukkah, and you made the schach on that, is possible. But that's if you need those things to be mitztarif to the schach to make it kosher. But if there was a lot more schach kosher than them, right? Oh, shekitzitzon, or you cut them off, ksheira. So Moshe says, hechidami. Ilema b'shalo choftan, hoka mitztarif schach poslam schach kosher. Why should it be kosher if you're mitztarif the things that are mechuber, the vine, and the schach? Lechara, what's it called? You're using schach posel together with schach kosher. Elala b'shechofen. It's talking where you mix them together, or you cut it off, according to the Rambam. Right? Now it's bottle. Ushma minot lo gazrina. And you see that it's kosher. It makes a gzera of the case where you cut it off, or you mixed it together, atu the case where you didn't cut it off, or didn't mix it together. Where it says, mohani ma'udah say mohani mili b'di'evit. B'di'evit, if you did it, it's kosher. But l'chatchila, you're not allowed to cut it off and mix it together, or push it together and mix them together. That's why our Mishnah has to tell me, a second Mishnah, that you're allowed to do that. Right? You're allowed to do it lechatchila. Rashi. Maila Memra. Lomale la Rava la Memra Kshera. Why did Rava have to say that it's kosher? Ulamasnis and Lomale la Memra Kilo Asobisocha Bayas. Right? Why did it have to tell me the whole case that if you make it under the sukkah, under the tree, it's like you made it in the house? Lamaisa, if the tree is chamsa miruba mitzilsa, you didn't make it in the house. You didn't make it under another schach. There's no schach up there. Schach means that there's shade. If there's more sun than shade in the tree, that's not schach. The kivin chamosa miruba the anofa muatim. Why should I think it's possible? Why did I have to go to the mission and tell me it's only where the tree is more shade than sun? That's where it's possible. For sure, it's poshut. If the tree is more sun than shade, it's not a tree. It's not a schach. So you didn't make the sukkah under another schach. There is no schach up there. Because anything that's more sun than shade is not called schach. So you didn't make the sukkah under another schach. There's no two schachs over here, like we'll see that that's the reason why it's possible, because it can't be under two different schachs. It's no two different schachs over here. There's only one schach, the schach of the sukkah. The tree is not considered schach because it's more sun than shade. And there's no psul of mechuber over here because you're mevatel it barov. So what's Rava's chiddush here? Shmami no mihocha. Shemesachin al kani hagag shekorin lattice. Rashi says from here we can learn that you're allowed to make a sukkah and use a lattice work to hold up the sukkah, to hold up the schach. Even though the lattice, the holes in the lattice, are less than gimel tfachim apart, right? Kiven shechamosim, but slamaisa, it's more sun than shade. So the what's it called? Even though we don't say lavud lechumra, that is considered closed. We only say lavud lekula. Right? That's the import of what Rashi's saying, pashtus. And also, since the schach is in those holes, it's mevatel lelavud. Right? Lavud is only when there's a space. But if there's something in the space, then you don't say lavud anymore. The Omar Rebbe, the zeh ashir kshakonim v'ha'avir shebeineyam b'shodah. Right? That if you, what's it called, if the, it's exactly the same, the space and the lattice work. Every, what's it called, solid part is exactly the same as the space in between. Kinamrinan kizuza mele'el kistarta mele'tata. Uva'od shehein hakisi v'akonim b'shodah ein sorek l'naneya. As long as the closed part is not more than the open part, right, you don't even have to move the schach around. Caution. But if there's more closed than open, then you have to take some away and make it more open than closed. Right? That then the lattice work is chamosa miruba mitzilsa, and the schach is mevatelit, right? And it's not doesn't affect the kosher schach. Mamela, it's kosher. The whole thing is kosher. Now Rashi says chavata doesn't mean you cut it off. Some other Rishonim say it means either you cut it off or you cut the tree, right? You cut the branches off the tree so they're not bichlal akiv the sukkah anymore. But Rashi learns chavata means you leave the branches of the tree the way they were. And since they were more sun than shade, they're not going to be a problem, except for the fact that you now want to be mitzarif them to make the sukkah kosher. That can't be, because they're still connected to the ground. But if you mix them together with the other schach, even though they're connected, it's kosher. V'hamaforish chavota tlisha o shlifa tova. Anybody who says chavota means you cut it off, which the Rambam says, is making a mistake. Di'i mechubar hu mayahani. Di'i tolish hu hoktani o katsasan mechlau d'reisha mechubarim. Right? If it's mechuber and you didn't mix it together with the other schach, what's it going to help? And if it's not mechuber, then what's the havamina? Of course it's kosher. V'od, itolishu, tzilsa meruba mechamsa, amai lo, halo noflo ha'aschach. And even if this tree is tzilsa meruba mechamsa, right? Why should you need, what's it called, and if you're chavtan, if that chavtan means you cut it off, then it should still be kosher. Why should it only be kosher if the tree is chamsa miruma mitzilsa, even if the tree is silsa miruma chamsa? If you cut the branches off, now you put the branches on the sukkah, they're kosher. The gabi hidla aleha, my boy sikhul harbi miyam, and hidla also. If you cut it off, why do you need more schach kosher than the vine? The vine now is schach kosher. So some say, no, that's tasav lomana osi. It just fell by itself on there. That's the problem. But that's why Rashi learned. Where it says, hey, atu heched lo chafta. Now, the chiddush is that I might think that even if you mix them together, right, it should still be pasul for fear that you won't mix them together. So the rabbanim should have pasuled it even if you mix them together, which is really kosher, because we're afraid that you're going to machshir it even if you didn't mix them together. The ikam mishum mechuber. The mitzvah of schach pasul kosher. Deinu mura beineihem lechu dekoyz velo bato. I might think that since in the case where the tree is chamsa merub mitzilsa and the sukkah is chamsa merub mitzilsa and together they're tzilsa merub mitzilsa, and you need the tree to mitzarif to the sukkah and you don't mix them together, in that case it's pasul, right? So I might think that even if you did mix them together, it's pasul as a gzeira that you may think it's kosher even if you didn't mix them together, and therefore it's pasul even if you did. So Morris says, I don't need our mission to tell me that chiddush. I have another mission that tells me that chiddush. Hidla, heiri mupashat aleha ke'ein dolis shekorin trila. Trellis. You made a trellis over the sukkah of a vine that's connected to the ground. Kisus, Esav HaMespashit Ma'od V'Sharoshav Ke'ilad, the Ikron, Ikro Ke'ilad, the coronal Idris, some kind of very thick grass. V'Mespashit Ma'od V'Achomos, it's a grass that grows on walls, grows up walls. Psula Mishum Mechubar, it's possible because of Mechubar. Hechi Dami Shichu Charbe Mehen D'Machshir Le'Mebitl, Id Lo Chavton D'Lo Botel Amay Ksheira. How's it has to be talking where you were choveted, where you pushed it down and you mixed it together with the sach kosher and now it's kosher? Shemar says, how could that be? How come it's tarif and imsa masachich b'mechuber? The alpha pishu rochel gumuvdul mar behu esatzel. Right? If the sukkah itself is chamsa merumi tzilsa and it's only tzilsa merumi chamsa with the posel sach above, how could it be kosher? V'tzorech liyol tzilsa merumi chamsa levad mizeh. It has to be kosher by itself. Can't be mitzvah schach posel to that. El of the chofter must be talking where you mix them together, and you mavatl the schach posel. The bottle lack of kosher, the havelei kula kosher. So from that mishnah, I learned that it's kosher. You don't make exera. Why do I need our mishnah to tell us that? Shmuel says no. From that mishnah, I would say b'di'evit. If you did it, we don't posel the sukkah b'di'evit. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to do that, because for fear that you may not mix them together. But our Mishnah says, even l'chatchila you can do it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. D'yevet, d'toni hidlet, says if you did it. But our Mishnah says, ha'osu sukasa, you can do it. L'chatchila. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Sukkah agabi sukkah. You have one sukkah built with another sukkah on top of it. Tana Rabbanan. Basukos teishvu, v'lo besukkah shetachas ha-sukkah. You have to sit in one sukkah, and not in a sukkah underneath another sukkah. You can't have two independent schachs above your head, and later on the Gemara will discuss how much space there has to be between the two schachs to be considered two independent schachs. Because you can make a very thick schach, that's not called two schachs, that's one thick schach. So what's considered two independent schachs? That the Gemara will discuss tomorrow. V'lo besuka shetachas ha'ilon, v'lo besuka shebezoch habayis. From basukos, one schach, we learn that it can't be in the house, because you're not sitting under one schach, sitting under a roof. And you can't be under a tree, because that's under two schachs. And the way, what's it called, Rashi and Tosfos learn, or the way the Gemara says, right, really, is it's, if the tree is a schach, if it's more shade than sun. And the same thing goes, another schach, another sukkah on top. All of those are possible. The Gemara says, Adarabba, the sukkah is tarti mashma. We read it, basukos. Mashma that it could be two schachs. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Basukos Ksiv. No, it says it's written one. And even though Tosfos says as a machlokas before Yesh Eim LeMikra Yesh Eim LeMesora, that's only where there's a contradiction between them. But everybody darshens both of them, and therefore over here, since it's written this way, it's coming to teach me this drasha that can only have one schach. And everybody agrees to that, because here there's no contradiction of learning it one way this way and one way that way. If the Torah meant to say you could have two schachs, then write it the same way that you read it. The fact that it wrote it differently is to come to tell me that you need only one schach. Okay, Rashi. Omer Birmiya. Pamim shishteyam kshayros. Sometimes you can have a sukkah under a sukkah and they're both kosher. Pa'amim shishteyam psulos. Sometimes they'll both be posel. Pa'amim shetachtona kshera ve'alyona psula. Sometimes the bottom one will be kosher and the top one posel. Pa'amim shetachtona psula ve'alyona kshera. And sometimes the bottom one will be posel and the top one will be kosher. And now the Gemara is going to explain each case. Pa'amim shishteyam kshera seichi dami. Kegon shetachtona chamosa mirum mitzosa. The bottom one is what's it called, more sun than shade, so that's not considered a schach. The elyona tzilsa merumi v'chamosa. And the top one is tzilsa merumi v'chamosa. The kaima elyona besoch esrin. And the top one is within 20 amas of what? Of the ground or of the, right, second sukkah. Pashtis, it's within 20 amas of the bottom sukkah. It doesn't have to be within 20 amas of the ground, because the bottom sukkah is the ground level. You're standing on the schach of the bottom sukkah. And if that there's less than 20 amas to the roof, is okay. Because like you built an itztava. But Lemaisa, the Rif seems to say that it has to be within 20 amos of the ground, not 20 amos of the top of the bottom sukkah. And they explain that he holds like Rava, that it's out sukkah that you can make aroi or not aroi, and therefore, if it's from the ground up more than 20 amos, you never make it aroi like that, and therefore it would be possible. In any case, but Pashtus is talking where it's 20 amos above the, what's it called, the bottom sukkah. Even if it's more, less than 20 amos, even if it's more than 20 amos from the ground, and then it's kosher. Because the top schach is kosher, it's within 20 amos. And the bottom schach is not schach. So if you sit under either one, either you sit under the top schach, or even if you sit under the bottom schach, you're only sitting under one schach. Because the bottom one is chamsa merub mitzos. Panim shishteim psulos, sometimes both are possible, teichi dami, kigon tarvayu tzulsa merub mechamosa. Right? Both of them are tzeil more than the chama. So if you sit under the bottom one, it's possible because you have two schachs above you. And what's it called? The kaima elyona lamala miyasrim amma. And the top one is higher than 20 amas above. So even if you sit under the top one, it's possible because it's higher than 20 amas. And if you sit under the bottom one, it's possible because you have two schachs above you. Okay. And in other words, the twenty amos high one is still schach posel. It's just not what's it called. It's still schach, right? It's just higher than 20 amos. A problem of where it is, but it's not a problem of not. It's not called schach. It is called schach. See Rashi. Hachi garsin shtem ksheiros hechi dami kigon shatachton the chamsim ru mitzulsa the yonet zulsa miru michamasa. When can they both be kosher? If the bottom one is more sun than shade, and the top one is more shade than sun, and it's within 20 amas. So then, no matter where you are, it's kosher. If you're sitting under the bottom one, you're only sitting under one schach. If you're sitting on top of the bottom one, the top one is within 20 amas of you, and it's good schach. So either way, it's kosher. The kaim elyon besoch esrim. Shteim psulal sechidomi, kigon de tarvayu tzulsa merubim mechamosin. Both of them are tzeil merubim mechama. And the top one is higher than 20. So if you sit on the roof of the bottom one, it's possible because the top one is more than 20 amas ahead, above you. And if you sit under the bottom one, it's possible because you have two schachs in front of you, two schachs over you. What? Yeah, it's still, but it's still, you're under two schachs. It's a schach. It's only possible the gabe, the floor, because it's too high. But it is a schach. So you're sitting under two schach. Doesn't that become
that? It's like the schach that you're not. One of the reasons why the malam has mama is because you're not under the schach.
No, because you are under the schach. You're not under the shade of the schach, but you're under the schach. So that's what's it called. Right? And so they point out that it's this whole din of shade or whatever is only when the schach puzzles above you. But if it's be on the side or the walls or whatever, then it's like you built it bashtros karnayim. That doesn't make a difference. The tree is on the side. And shades a sukkah from when the sunlight comes on an angle, that's for sure not a problem. It's only when the tree or the top schach is directly above the other schach.